friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. Today we're looking at the Conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is the preface. Before we begin, let's pray. Father, as we embark on this new study of the Lamb of God and Revelation, I pray that your Spirit would come, that your Spirit would open up our hearts to see you, Lord Jesus, in a new and startlingly different way. Change our hearts, increase our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A lamb or young sheep is usually thought of as weak, docile, gentle, submissive, and because of its inexperience and weakness, especially subject to predators. However, the lamb in the book of Revelation is a startling, powerful, conquering figure. What's going on here? Lambs are referred to in the Old Testament mostly in the context of sacrifice, either a sacrifice in the temple or as the lamb of Passover. The New Testament, too, connects lamb with sacrifice. Most significantly, on two successive days, John the Baptist prophetically points to Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Lamb is mentioned only a couple more times in the rest of the New Testament outside of Revelation. Twice more in the New Testament, Jesus is recognized as the sacrificial lamb. But when we get to the book of Revelation, the lamb is mentioned 27 times as a symbol for Jesus Christ, way more than any name or title, including Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ. That's startling. And this Lamb of Revelation is mighty, militant, conquering, triumphant, rendering judgment. And he is a perplexing and glorious paradox. He is slain but standing. He is the Lamb and the Lion. He shares the throne with his Father. This Lamb is the shepherd who leads his people to living waters, and the warrior who conquers the devil. I invite you to join me as we explore the Lamb of Revelation in a series of brief daily devotions over the next 24 days, one per day. These devotions are longer than you would find in many devotional guides. They are more like mini-studies, short enough to read within a few minutes, but with enough research that you can meditate more deeply on each one, even use it as the basis of a devotional or sermon, if God so leads. Each devotion concludes with a meditation question and a prayer. Each day of this series, I'll put the verse at hand in brief context with what's going on in that section of Revelation. However, please don't expect me to explain the overall book of Revelation in this series, or email me for answers to questions of that sort. For those questions, I refer you to my study, Book of Revelation Discipleship Lessons, either in book form or as an 8-week email-delivered study. You'll find the 3.5 weeks of this study a very rich time of gazing on the conquering Lamb of Revelation. And as you're faithful, day after day, you'll begin to experience the cumulative effect of all these passages. Start to see Jesus in a new faith-filled way. It is my prayer that through these meditations you'll come to appreciate and trust Jesus more deeply and give your life to him more fully. May God richly bless you as we study together. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters that today and during these next 3.5 weeks they might find new life and faith and trust in you and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.